This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, tells us that about 2.5 million people die in this country every year. Almost half of those people, 44% to be just a bit more precise, are dying in hospice care. That is a cultural change, to be sure, but it's also a business opportunity. Fran Smith wrote a book about hospital care. It's called Changing the Way We Die. Welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
Hospice care is a $14 billion a year industry?
Yeah, you know, it's actually going up. Yeah. It was 14 when we wrote the book a year ago, by the time the book came out, it was already a $17 billion a year industry.
Other than the fact that we all eventually have to die, what is driving that?
Well, it's the aging of the population, and it's the fact that lots of people don't want to die in hospitals, don't want to die in intensive care units. And for people who want to die at home in comfort, hospice is the best way to go.
And it is also for profit.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest surprises for us, is it started off 40 years ago in this country, exactly 40 years ago, as a grassroots cause, all nonprofit. And increasingly, it's a for-profit venture. More than half of hospice programs are run by for-profit companies, more and more big publicly traded chains. And all the growth in hospice over the past 10 years has been in the for-profit sector.
Also, one has to point out, baffling though it may be, Roto-Rooter bought into hospice care?
Well, the company that owns Roto-Rooter, ChemMed, is the owner of the largest hospice chain in the country, VITAS.
You have called hospice care the most successful part of the American healthcare industry. Why do you say that?
Well, in terms of family satisfaction, patient satisfaction, across the board, families, patients just are so happy with the care. And, you know, some of that is beginning to change as you see more and more for-profit ventures come in. But historically, that has been the case. It's also cost-effective. Hospice saves money.
Are we good enough consumers to recognize a good thing when we see it? Or do we try to hold on, I guess, to the bitter end and then only go to hospice as a last resort?
Well, most people come in hospice very, very late. Medicare, most private insurance companies pay for hospice care when a patient has a terminal diagnosis and a life expectancy of 6 months to live. And the median length of service is 19 days or 20 days. And a third of patients come in the final week of life. So people are, you know, getting treatment, getting chemo, getting ICU, going back and forth to the emergency room until the bitter end often. And then hospice just becomes the last stop instead of a great service that they can avail themselves to.
Is this profitable? I mean, if businesses are getting into it because it's a business, are they making money?
Oh, they're making a lot of money. And there's a lot of concern about the way for-profits are making money. There's pretty good research evidence that shows that they for-profits tend to cherry-pick the most profitable patients, which tend to be patients with dementia, Alzheimer's, patients who will stay on hospice care a long time. So there's lots of money being made in hospice care right now.
Fran Smith, with her co-author Sheila Himmel, wrote a book called Changing the Way We Die. It's about the hospice movement. Fran, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.